The Fir Tree. Just outside the village, there is a beautiful forest. It is full of so many kinds of trees. On the edge of the forest, there is a pretty fir tree. He is a small tree. He lives in a very nice place. There is a lot of sunshine and fresh air. Around him, there are many other fir trees. Some are much bigger and others are the same size. There are also many pine trees. They all look so big. The small fir tree wants to be big too. His life is very good, but he doesn't know that. He does not care about the warm sunshine or the fresh air. Many children come to pick strawberries in the woods. Sometimes they sit under the little fir tree. They often say, "Let's sit under that little fir tree. It's so pretty." But the little fir tree doesn't like this. He does not like being little. Every year the fir tree grows bigger, but he is still not happy. He looks at other trees around him. He thinks, "I want to be big like those trees. I want to have big branches with many leaves. I want to stand tall and see many things in the sky. I want birds to build nests on my branches. I want to bend elegantly in the wind." He is never happy. 2 years pass, and he grows and grows. He is now much bigger. "I am getting bigger," he thinks. "Grow, I must grow taller." Every autumn, the woodcutters come to cut down the largest trees. The fir tree hears the sounds, chop, chop, chop. Then there is a crash. The trees tumble down. The fir tree thinks, "Why do the men cut down the trees? Where do they go? What is happening to them?" He sees a swallow and asks her. "I am flying from Egypt," she answers. "I see many ships on my way. On the ships there are gigantic masts. They have huge white sails and are dancing in the wind." This makes the fir tree happy. He thinks, "I want to sail across the sea. I want to be a gigantic mast with dancing sails. I will be so happy." The air and the sunshine hear the fir tree and say, "Don't wish for another life. Be happy now. You have warm sunlight. You have a healthy trunk." But the fir tree doesn't listen to them. This year, the woodcutters come before Christmas. They do not cut down big trees. They cut down young ones. The fir tree is very confused. Why are they cutting down such young trees? There are some sparrows sitting in his branches, so the fir tree asks them, "Where are the trees going? Those are smaller than me. Why do the men cut them down?" "I know. The trees are going to the village. They will wear many colors and lights. They will live in a warm room with many presents under them," says one of the swallows. The fir tree is very interested in this. "It sounds wonderful. It is better than sailing across the sea. I want to live in such a place. I suffer so much in this forest. Something better must be waiting for me," he thinks. The sunlight and the air hear the fir tree again. "Don't be so foolish. Your life in the forest is the best. Be happy with that," they say. Finally, the woodcutters come. They stand in front of him and say, "This one will be perfect." A few moments later, the fir tree feels a sharp pain. It is the axe. He falls to the ground. He suddenly feels very sad. He thinks, "My home. I am separated from my home. I can never see it again. I will never feel the fresh air or the warm sunlight. I will never hear the birds sing again. I am so sad." The fir tree is put into a large room. He looks around the room curiously. Soon after, many servants and young girls come in. They start to decorate the tree. They hang many colored decorations on the tree. On the top, they put a large golden star. The fir tree looks at his branches. He is dressed in many colors. He looks very beautiful. My new life will be wonderful, thinks the tree. I will live my life in this warm room. The sunlight and the air are all wrong. Maybe the sparrows will come to see me. Maybe they will tell other trees about my grand life. The fir tree is happy now. He feels very good about his future. A few moments later, the door to the room opens. Many children come in. They run to the tree and stop. Just after them, the adults walk in. Together, they all admire the beautiful tree. The fir tree feels very happy. It is very noisy in the room that night. The children scream joyfully and dance around the tree all night. Later, all the people sing Christmas carols together. The fir tree enjoys watching all of this. He thinks, "This is all for me. I will enjoy this every night." The next morning, the fir tree wants to see the children again, but they do not come to see him. Instead, some servants come into the room. He thinks, "The servants are going to decorate me again." But this doesn't happen. The servants pull the tree down. They take him out of the room. Then they take him up many stairs and put him into a dark room. Many more lonely nights pass. One night he hears a sound. Squeak, squeak. They are little mice. The curious mice want to know about the tree. The fir tree tells stories about the forest. They are amazed. They say, "Your life is interesting. The forest is a wonderful place to live." The tree replies, "Yes, but my life isn't interesting anymore. I miss the forest." Every night the mice go to hear his stories about the forest. He tells them many stories about Christmas Eve. This continues for a few more nights. Finally, the fir tree has no more stories and tells the same stories over. The mice think, "Maybe the stories are not very interesting after all." So the mice do not go to listen to the fir tree anymore. It becomes very lonely in that dark room. "Why don't the mice come to visit me?" the fir tree thinks. One day, the door to that dark, lonely room opens. Many people come in. "At last," thinks the fir tree, "they come to give me a new life." One man comes and pushes the tree down onto the floor. The tree lands very heavily. Then, two servants pick up the tree and take it outside. Now the tree is lying in the sunlight. "This is wonderful. My new life is beginning. It is spring now. They will plant me and I will grow." The tree really enjoys the fresh air. He looks around the garden. It is so beautiful. There are roses and carnations. He sees many birds flying in the garden. It is a wonderful day. The tree looks at the sunlight and spreads out his branches. Just then, he discovers something terrible. He can't move his branches. He looks at them, and he is shocked. They are all yellow. His branches are weak. He is a very sad tree now. Some children are running around the garden. They cry, "Look! It is the Christmas tree. It is so old and ugly. But look, it still has the yellow star on top of it." One of the children takes the star from the tree. The children don't care about the old tree. There is nothing beautiful about the tree anymore. "This is terrible," he thinks. "I really am an old, ugly tree. I want to go back to my dark, lonely room. I miss my life in the forest, but it is over now. There is nothing I can do." Soon, the gardener comes with an axe. "This really is the end," thinks the tree. The man chops the poor fir tree into many pieces. Then he places each piece into a fire. The poor tree burns in the flames. He sees the children playing with his golden star. It is too late for regrets now.